Shalom to all! Today we're going to be learning the very last Mishnah Maseches Chulin, that's Perek Yud Bey's Mishnah Hey, and the very first Mishnah in the brand new Masechta Maseches Bechayreis. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zechet Afayin Reziva Gahagon, Bikharuv Mamet. And the Mishnah tells us, Lo Yital Adam Eim Halabanim Vafil Latar Samatzaira. This mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein, and the Isra of taking the mother while she's on the children is so strong that he's not allowed to take it even to Mitar Matzaira. A person who has Saras has to go through a whole Tahar process, part of which he needs certain birds. So he finds his mother bird, she's crouching on her young, he wants to take her for a mitzvah of being Matar Mitzaira. Nope, he's not allowed to. He has to send her away first. And here we end up with a strong Yisoid. Umay mitzvah kaloshi ke'isser. Just with an easy mitzvah. That's just like an Isser. What does that mean, an Isser? An Isser is a small coin that's worth very little. And over here, by sending the mother a bird away, he's being Mekayim this mitzvah, but he's losing out on a little bit of money. Amar Torah, the Torah says, L'man yitav lach v'arachta yamim, it's going to be good for you, and you're going to have long days. You have a richas yamim when you do Yishilach HaKein. Kal v'chaymer, ha-mitzvah chamurit shebetorah, for sure, on more difficult mitzvahs in the Torah that perhaps cost a lot more money, for sure a person's reward is going to be great and vast. Hajjalach Maseches Chulin, Mazdor finishing this Masechet together, just like Rezecha finished Maseches Chulin together, we should Rezecha finish the entire Shas Mishnayos together. And moving right on to the brand new Masechta, Maseches Bechayreis. Now Bechayreis means firstborns, and we know that right before Yetzias Mitzrayim, by the last Makkah, Makkas Bechayreis, when Hashem struck down the firstborns of the Mitzrayim, at that point in time, the Pasuk tells us that the firstborns of the Yidden became Kadosh to Hashem. Now which firstborns? So this is not just humans. It's not just a firstborn yid that's kadosh. It's also kosher animals, and actually even one non-kosher animal, which is called peter chamar, and that's what we're going to be discussing in the first perek. Now, din is different for all three of these. We know that a firstborn male yid is a bechor, and he has to be redeemed by the kayin, and we're going to be talking about that later on in the Masechta. Now, there's also this din regarding kosher animals, specifically ones that are able to be karbonos. When we have a firstborn animal, that's kadosh. It has kedushas bechor. It has to be given to a kayin, and if it's a tam, it's unblemished, it's brought as a carbon by the kayin, and it's eaten by the kayin and his family. And if it's a bal mum, if it has a blemish, it's just treated like a regular animal that he could shecht and do whatever he wants with it. It's not a carbon, but either which way, it belongs to the kayin. Now lastly, and this is really the first thing we're going to be talking about in the Masechta, is the din of peter chamar. As we just said, this is the only non-kosher animal that has the din of bechor. So when we have a firstborn male donkey, in other words, it's the first time its mother had a baby, and it's a male, it has to be redeemed, we have to be paid to it. So the person who owns it, the farmer, that's usually a person who's going to have a firstborn male donkey, he takes a sheep or a goat, and that's given to the kain instead of the peter chamar, and only then he's able to keep his chamar. And so now knowing that, Mishnah tells us, one who buys the fetus of the donkey of a non-Jew. So the non-Jew owns the donkey, and it's pregnant, and a yid buys the fetus. He says, I want to buy that baby. When it comes out, it's mine. Or if he sells this to a non-Jew, even though he's not allowed to, there's an isra to sell a non-Jew a large animal, or if he joins up in a partnership with a non-Jew in a donkey, or if he draws up a contract with him, this is a business deal that either he or the non-Jew is going to be raising the donkey, and he gets a certain percentage of the profits. Included in those profits is any babies that are born. So in such a situation, pater min habechayra, if the firstborn of this donkey is a male, it's pater from his din of bechayra. Why is that? Because the pasuk says be Yisrael, the din of peter chamar is only by a yid. The yid has to own it. It has to be the yid's. Avalei b'chayim, not with anybody else. And since in all these situations we just mentioned, the non-Jew has something to do with it, he's either a partner or he's the owner of the mother or one of these other cases, there's no din of peter chamar. Now, kehanim levim peturim kal v'chaymer. Kehanim levim also are pater from din of peter chamar based off of a kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? In pater shel Yisrael b'midbar. If they pater the yidden in the midbar, din hu shiftu es atzman, they should for sure pater themselves. Now, what does this mean? So as we just said in the introduction to the Masechta, that at the time of Makkas Bechayreis, all firstborns became Kaddish Tashem. And so really, firstborn Yisraelim, they really were the ones who should have done the Avodah in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash because they are Kaddish. However, we know that by Chet HaEgel, they lost that status, and the right to do the Avodah in the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash was transferred only to the Levim, meaning to the family of Levi, which is Levim and Kehanim, and that's why firstborn Yisraelim have to be redeemed. So that's what Mishnah just told us, that the animals of Kehanim Levim are Pater from Peter Chamar based off of Kal V'chaymer. If Kehanim Levim caused the Petur of Yidden because of the Chet HaEgel, the Kedusha of the Bechor, so to speak, went from the Yisraelim to the Kehanim Levim, so for sure they should be able to Pater their own firstborn. Now we're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continue to discuss cases of Peter Chamar. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.